Yeah, so well, first I have to tell a super funny story. I don't know that it's my favorite way, but it was the first time this has ever happened. I had a pet have a ruined orgasm today because he's a very good pet and he knew I would not want him to have a full orgasm. He was just at the moment asking for permission to come, and the dispatch center dropped the call. And so he had to call back in. And he called me and then he goes, "I'm sorry. I tried to stop it. I couldn't help it, but I knew you wouldn't want me to have a full orgasm, so I just let it dribble out."
Oh,
It's like, oh my God, not the worst timing, but I was so proud because he really knew that I wouldn't have wanted, you
right.
know, a full orgasm. But so my favorite thing, I do like to watch the abandonment. I really like to watch when they try so hard to want to touch it and you're like, no, hand off, you know, because they just want to stroke. It
Yeah.
takes all their willpower. But it's hard because a lot of times they don't have willpower. So a lot of times it's you know, it doesn't work when you tell them to abandon it. They just keep stroking. So I have what I have found is if I promise at the beginning, because a lot of them want the ruined orgasm, but when the time comes, they can't bring themselves to really do it. I mean, they ask for it, they want it. And so I found if I promise them at the beginning, okay, so here's what we'll do. You can have a full orgasm after you ruin it for me, and then we'll just go on, and then you can have a full orgasm. That way, you can experience the ruined orgasm, but you also know you have a full orgasm coming. And they're like, "Oh yes, boy, howdy! I'm sign me up. I'm gonna do it." And then the minute they have that ruined orgasm, they stop. They take their hand off. I'm like, get that hand back on there." And they're like, "What?" I said, "You said you wanted a full orgasm. You're gonna get a full orgasm." It's so sensitive. I can't store. It's a coerced orgasm. So I love, that's my second favorite thing above ruin because I don't like denial. I mean, I like denial, but it's a letdown for me too because I don't get to see the money shot. I love the money shot, right? So with a ruined, at least I get a little bit of that, and it's not as much of a letdown. And then I love the coerced because once I talk them through that 2-3 minute stage, which is so fun because I feel very cruel, but I know it's going to be worth it. Then they start moaning again, and then I know that it's good. But I love that little 2 or 3 minutes. I just feel so powerful. I love it. It's delicious.